Let's quickly go back to the announcement of the vision back in late September. The announcement of the vision had three major components. There was a White House intervention panel. There was international economic policy announced, and then the intellectual foundations of the new vision were explained by the National Security Advisor, Anthony Lake. That was all in a couple of days of late September. The intervention panel concluded that from now on we would not, it said in effect that the age of altruism is over. So we're not going to be nice guys anymore in intervention. I don't have to waste time on describing what happened when we were nice guys. Anyway, that's over. Now intervention is to be guided by the principle, what's in it for us? Okay? Those were the words, in fact, that the New York Times highlighted in describing the panel. So no more nice guy. From now on, it's what's in it for us. That's the intervention panel. Economic panel, the export strategy that was announced, stated, well, I mean, it was sort of encapsulated rather nicely by the Secretary of Treasury, Lloyd Bentsen, who said, I'm tired of this level playing field business. From now on, we're going to have the playing field tilted in favor of American business. Okay. So the Reagan administration was breaking records, actually, in violating free trade agreements, like so-called free trade agreements like GATT, and then introducing protection. They, in fact, approximately doubled the percentage of imports subject to one or another form of protection. James Baker, when he was Secretary of Treasury, proudly announced to the business community that the Reagan administration had been more protectionist, had been more radical in violating market principles than all post-war administrations combined, which was quite true. It's left to the intellectuals to produce odes to our devotion to the free market. This is important stuff, no time for that. But the Clinton panel announced that that wasn't enough. They were going to go beyond the sporadic and sort of random violations of GATT and other agreements by the Reaganites, and they were going to do it in a more systematic way with huge export-import bank loans to force other countries to purchase U.S. Exports and other such measures, which are recognized to be in violation of GATT and to be market-distorting, but, you know, we've got to tilt the playing field even more in favor of U.S. corporations than before. Well, that was the second element of the new strategy. And the third element, Anthony Lake said that we're going to go from containment to enlargement. In the past, we had been containing threats to democracies, as, for example, in Iran and Guatemala and Dominican Republic and Chile, and you can go on and add the rest. So that's when we were containing threats to democracy. And now we're going to enlarge what we've been doing before. And all of this was parroted without question by what must be the most servile intellectual class in the world. Raised no question about how we'd been containing threats to democracy, for example, when we overthrew the parliamentary government of Brazil and installed a bunch of neo-fascist monsters and on and on. Well, anyhow, we're going to enlarge what we've been doing in the past, not be limited to what we've succeeded in doing. So there are a lot of ways that you could proceed.